Good evening, Moira Iver Aboy Sai Simon Reish Tzadik with Shabbos Yashlim Abox with Peirois, Wednesday based at the end in the words of the Ramah. So the Ramah says the following. So let me just start from Shulchan Aruch again, just two lines before that. Hachas with the Shachiz, Koiv Medrash, Likrois Beneviim. So after Shachiz, we learn from the Neviim, Likrois Bedev Agadu, we learn Agadu, which Mishnah Berurah explains is referring to Halacha as well. You're not allowed to learn and fix the learning time, fix the eating time when it's public learning taking place. Yeah, you remember that? So now the Ramah continues. That's where we stopped. With regards to workers and balabatim, who are normally on a normal conventional week, they are not learning Torah that much. And they are primarily busy and focusing on Parnassah during the week. So Balabatim. They're not so busy learning Torah the whole week. On Shabbos, they should prioritize learning Torah. They should increase their Torah studies on Shabbos. More than Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim who are learning the whole week. The Balabatim should learn more than Talmidei Chachamim on Shabbos. Because Talmidei Chachamim yamshichu yoisa be'oinig achile v'shtiyah k'tzas. Talmidei Chachamim, they can relax a little bit more on Shabbos. They're learning all week, so on Shabbos they can relax a little bit more. Take it easy. Why? Darei mis'angim be'limudom kolei mi'ashavua, because throughout all week they are enjoying and rejoicing the Torah, so on Shabbos they can relax a little bit and ease off a little bit. So again, Palabatim, they should learn more extensively on Shabbos, because of the rest of the week they are busy getting Parnassah, as opposed to Talmidei Chachamim, who the whole week they are learning so much, on Shabbos they can relax a little bit more. That's a very interesting remark. Now I want to see Sifkot Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Zayin told us that he's going in the words that one should not fix the time of eating during learning, public learning time. So if there's a public shiur taking place, don't make the Shabbos to the punk then. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Bigmore is as if gotten sein. Bigmore it says, Petlas mille noch se balabatim in echsai. There is three things that people do that causes a person to lose his financial power. He loses his nechosim, his possessions. Chad minayin, and one of the three, the kovi sudos habeshapsa, bein and bein midrosha. One of the three things is precisely that. Hey, if you eat, and what we say in Yiddish, you prava. It's a Yiddish expression. When you prava, when you like enjoying yourself and eating and having a nice suda, if you prava when everybody else is learning publicly, there's a shiur taking place, that's wrong. And that's also, not only that's also, but that causes a person to lose his possessions. It's just really, really wrong. The Yishalmi says, Lo nitnu shabbosas v'yomim tovim le'Yisrael. Shabbos yom tovim is only given to Klal Yisrael. Elok edelasik b'yom b'toyrob. In order to Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. Shabbos Yom Tov is given to Klal Yisrael more than anything else to learning Torah. Mipnei, because Shekol Yimei HaChol, all the weekdays, Hem Trudim HaMelachtom, people are busy working, Ve'en Lo'im Pnei, they have no time, La'asik Bo B'Kvius, and they don't have time to sit and learn properly. Uve Shabbos, and on Shabbos in Pnei HaMelacha, Shabbos people have slightly more time to learn Torah. Ve'en Lo'im Pnei, La'asik Bo B'Kvius, Ve'en Lo'im Shabbos people have more time to learn Torah. Lefichach, therefore, also loy lifnoi zatzmoi midivrei Torah. Person not allowed to take himself away, to remove himself from learning Torah. On the contrary, blikvoy besudos b'shar shodoshim abemezah shvitivrei Torah b'rabim. Elo yaktim oisor yach oisor. You should either eat before or after learning time, but certainly when everybody else learns, you should learn as well. And this is a very strong statement. To those people who are spazieren, as we say in Yiddish, people who are walking around and hanging around in the time that everybody else is learning Torah b'smedrash, be it early Shabbos afternoon, be it early Shabbos day, or deep Shabbos afternoon, if everybody else is learning and you're just hanging around schmoozing, that's very, very wrong. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Ki afilu suda Shabbos she mitzvah also, because even if suda Shabbos is also, as we're learning now, then also mitnei bittel Torah, because bittel Torah v'kol shken l'tal v'abos of b'sichah b'telosh also. If you're learning that during learning time you're allowed to eat, so even more so, kal v'choyma, you're not allowed to actually just schmooze away your time during public learning time, because suda Shabbos is a mitzvah. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to do it. You should learn what everybody else is learning. So certainly schmoozing is not right. And wasting time is wrong, but you should join everybody else learning Torah as well. Yeah. Okay. Seif Simon Reish Sadi Alef Seif Aleph. Din Shalosh Shudis. We're ready now for halachas of Shalosh Seudois. Yezoya Ma'oid. A person should be extremely careful. Note that Loshen. Yezoya Ma'oid Lekayem Suda Shlishis. A person should be extremely careful to eat Shalosh Shudis. Even a person is full, he's not particularly hungry. In the winter, often we're not so hungry on Shalosh Shudis. You're not so hungry. You're hungry sometimes. It's hard in the sun. In the winter. If you're not so hungry, okay, so you don't have a whole meal, okay, that's fair enough. But you should at least have a kibetzah. Not so much, but you should not neglect it. You should have a kibetzah Shalosh Shudis. Ve'im yefshal oiklal lechol, and if you're unable to eat at all, you feel you're going to pop. And that kibetzah, that's going to be it. That's going to be the end of it. That kibetzah, that's going to cause. So, im yefshal oiklal lechol, if you really, really can't eat, even a kibetzah, einuchav letzayas atzmo, don't have to put yourself in agony. You don't have to cause yourself agony, so you don't have to. Ve'achocham, and a very wise person, eino b'roshoi, his eyes are well focused and he knows what he's doing. Shelo yemale bitnoi besuda aboika. Don't overeat and overindulge on Shabbos morning. Kedei in order liten mokrim lesuda shlishis. In order that you should have a bit of space left for suda shlishis. So don't overeat on Shabbos day. And 2 hours later, he says, oh, I can't eat Shalosh Shudis. I'm going to pop. It's just not going to happen. Don't do that. You know there's going to be Shalosh Shudis. It's every Shabbos again. So it's quite predictable there's going to be Shalosh Shudis. So, you know, Chochem Eino B'Roshoi, so eat a little bit less. V'mi Shalo Yochal B'Leil Shabbos, and if a person failed to eat on Friday night, Yoichal Shalosh Shudis B'Yoim Shabbos, if a person didn't have Friday night, say it was an onus or something happened, Cholil anymore, yeah, whatever happened, he didn't eat a Friday night meal, so it's not lost. You can still have 3 meals throughout Shabbos. You can do it. You have 3 suitors on Shabbos. So let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Seif Katan Alev Yezoy Ma'od. K'di Zibbe Gemara. The Gemara says, Chayev Odom Lechoil Sholosh Seudois B'Shabbos. A person is required to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. V'as Mechu Akro. This is learned from a pasuk. D'ksiv Hayoyim Moshe Ichluhu Hayoyim Ki Shabbos Hayoyim Lashem Hayoyim Lo Yisimtzu B'Sode. V'tlos Hayoyim Kosu B'Kosu. The pasuk, in Novi says 3 times, took my Shabbos, and it says 3 times Hayoyim. Hayoim, 1. Ki Shabbos Hayoim, 2. Lashem Hayoim, 3. So that's 3 Hayoims. V'omu Chazal, Kol HaMekayim Shalosh Shudis. So 3 Hayoims teach us that on Hayoim, on Shabbos Kodesh, you need to eat 3 meals. V'omu Chachomim, Chazal teach us, Kol HaMekayim Shalosh Shudis B'Shabbos. Somebody does eat 3 meals on Shabbos Kodesh. Nitzol M'Sholosh Puronius. He's saved from 3 tragedies. Mechem Loshim Mashiach. He's saved from the birth pains of Mashiach, who medino shel Gehenim, he's saved also from the judgment of Gehenim. Umemelchemes goig umogoig, and he's also saving himself from goig umogoig. Sounds quite promising. It's not bad. Goig umogoig, Gehenim, and chevrus Mashiach. Sounds quite promising. Shneim as it says. Ve'af le'oni, and even a poor person, over mevakum lemokim, a poor person that travels and schleps around from one place to the next, who really is poor, to echlitin lo kol hashalosh shudis b'Shabbos, he's a tzedakah. So you don't say, okay, tzedakah, I'll give you a Friday night meal, £10 Friday night meal, £10 Shabbos day, but shalosh shudis you'll do with that. No. Person who deserves tzedakah, sort him out for shalosh shudis as well. He is entitled for 3 tzedakahs on Shabbos if he's a poor man. Kilisa b'yiridah, as the Shulchan Aruch Yiridah says. Okay. Yes, you want to ask something? Yeah.
If you have two meals, you guess you have someone two
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the three was. It sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that. The truth is that bechabetza. So we learned the nidik of kibetza, the shiva of an egg. Lav davka. Hello, ma'at yoisem a kibetza. Could also be a little bit more than a kibetza. It needs to be a little bit more than a kibetza. The kibetza mikra dan achilas arai. If you just literally have a kibetza, that's achilas arai. So Mishabu says you should have a little bit more than a kibetza. Now, if a person, now Mishnebura tells us in Sivkotan, hey, that what happens if a person is going to have all three meals on Shabbos day? What do you do about Kiddush? Okay, a person went to hospital Cholil on Friday night, or he overslept, or whatever, Friday night just didn't happen. Now Shabbos day needs to have three meals. How does he do it in terms of Kiddush? And sorted. Says Mishabun Sivkotan, hey. Gamkin Tzorich Lekadish B'Shachrish Kol Kiddush Alalayla. Precisely as you're saying. First meal you're going to have the Friday night Kiddush, you're going to do on the first meal. If a person didn't have Friday night meal at all. Friday night Kiddush, didn't make. So on Shabbos day, first meal you're going to do Friday night Kiddush. Milvad V'Echulu, but you skip out V'Echulu. Im Lo Kiddush B'Aves. V'Uadin B'Yom Tev, similarly on Yom Tev also, Mishal Yochal B'Leil Yom Tev, Tzorich Lechol Shtei Sudas L'Mocha B'Yoyim. If a person didn't have, on Yom Tev, the first night meal, you should have two meals on Yom Tev day. So the answer is yes. If you missed the night Suda, you can't compensate by day, and you just remember to make the Kiddush as well. Achaz B'Yom V'Achaz B'Leilom. Okay. Okay.
If you have to say Kiddush Rabbah.
Yes.
Why?
You need to make another Kiddush.
Why do you have to? You give the Kashifas to the Yom by the Kiddush that you give the Kiddush to Raisa. It was only to give Kashifas to the Sudas, isn't it? It's not really a Kiddush, it's just Brethren Lofit. And having said that, by my saying my problem with Kiddush, things, why do I need to say two Kiddush? It doesn't say you need to, it just says you need to say the one at night, which on the day.
You're right. Yeah. Save base. Zman no. I just want to point out, somebody asked me a little while ago, what's this loshna of Yezoya Me'oid Lekayim Sudushis? We do find it in some places. The person asking me said we don't find it anywhere else. That's not true. We do find loshna of Yezoya Me'oid. But it is a slightly rare loshen. A little bit. It's not so common. Shulchan says you should zoyeb me'oid, which loosely translated means you've got to be really careful about this. So what does that actually tell us? You need to be careful about shalosh shudas. Yeah, zoyeb me'oid. Be very careful about shalosh shudas. What's he telling us? Because people can't be bothered. There's an discern is greater. I hear. Yeah. You're saying, well, we learned that...
You should care for it. We obviously have something that says you should have it. Mm-hmm. It's not actually a chiyuv mamash.
Well, the truth is that Loshon of the Gemara, which Mishnah Berurah quotes, is Kedisa B'Gemara, Chayev Adam Lechol Shalosh Shudas B'Shabbos.
She's saying that... It's not a chiyuv mamash. I mean, it's a good thing.
Loshon is Chayev.
But by that means it's not chiyuv.
If it's not Mamash Chiv de Reise, no.
No. It's like the notion we find by Mam Kronen. The first sentence is Chiv.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's Zoya Ma'oid, it's an interesting notion.
The Mash was, it's not Chiv. It's not Chiv. It doesn't say it's Chiv.
Yeah. Okay. See, base, Zman No. What's the right time of Shalosh Shudas? What would you say is the right time to have Shalosh Shudas? How would you define it? From when is the right time to do it?
After Mincha.
After Mincha. Oh, so Zman no, Mishagia Zman HaMincha. When the time has come to actually Taver Mincha, Tahainu Mishay Shois, V'mech Tzvele Malo, from 6.5 Halachi, guys, which basically means Mincha Gdoyla, no, basically, it means Mincha Gdoyla, from 6.5, just after half an hour at Chatzois, that is the starting time of Mincha of Shalashudas. We must not kaidim lekein. What happens if you had Shalashudas earlier than midday? Loike mitzvah shudas shlishis. You didn't fulfill mitzvah shudas shlishis. I'll tell you when it's not gear this. Do you know when it's not gear? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. Shechal b'Shabbos. Yeah. On Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos. Yeah. So Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, it's about choosing the best b'di'eved.
Right.
It's about, there's lots of b'di'eved. All the options that you're going to do is b'di'eved. Either in Ilchas Shudah Shlishis, or it's a b'di'eved in Ilchas Pesach, or it's a b'di'eved in Ilchas Shabbos. Whatever you do, you've got some sort of b'di'eved. The question is which one is the best of the bad. Ramah. Yesh oimim sha'asu lishto ismayim. Some people say you may not drink water. Not allowed to drink water. Bein mincha lemayir b'shabbos. Between mincha and mayir on Shabbos. Have you heard of that? Do not drink water between mincha and mayir on Shabbos. The oz. Because then, choizlois ha'neshomas legehenim. That's the time that the souls and neshomas return to Gehenim. As we know, Chazal teach us that all the neshomas have a day off on Shabbos. And Gehenim is not operating on Shabbos. Gehenim is not operating on Shabbos, and that's, by the way, that's why this Dominic is Vehurachum. When we say Vehurachum on Matzah Shabbos, we say it with an extra. We say Vehu a bit longer, right? We don't just say Vehurachum. We say that extra. Please, yes, that sounded good. The Dominic is to say. Please excuse my, I am flat, I know. So you do that extra thing. That's an ancient minik, which is because we want to allow the neshamas to return it again, an extra second out. Yes, so yeah, I'm saying, I just went off topic a little bit. I went to the Vehurachum element. But if he is talking about Toschoz and Neshamas, let's get that in a minute. So some say, the Rama says, you're not to drink water between Minchal Ma'ariv because that's when the Neshamas return to Gehenim. That's what Rama tells us. Do not eat Shlishis between Minchal Ma'ariv. Hello, Yechal is the Koyt Mincha, but rather you should eat before Mincha. Some say, the Yoyis Atoyv Leispal Mincha Tchila, some say, no. So, it's inaccurate what the Rama said before, says the second opinion. You should rather dav mincha first and only then have shalashudas. So the first opinion says, have shalashudas before mincha, and the second opinion says, no, have shalashudas after mincha. The Rama says that meaning is that we are makbid to eat after mincha. We have to eat shalashudas after mincha, says the Rama. Okay, I'll leave this out for a moment. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin. Mishay Shoyis v'Mechta. For me, it's Chalechol Asu Dushlishis. Koydim Chatzoyis. V'nim Shchalasu Dizad Acha. She gives my Mincha Gdoyla. Yotzab. The Rama says, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Zayin, if a person started eating Asu Dushlishis before Chatzoyis, and it slept until after Mincha Gdoyla, that's okay. So again, we learned that a person should not eat Shalashudis before Chatzoyis, before Mincha Gdoyla. What happens if a person started beforehand, he just couldn't wait, he was so hungry, and he slept on until after Shesh V'Mechta, after Mincha Gdoyla, he slept. Is that okay or not? So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's true, you're not meant to start so early Shalashudas, but if you did start and he slept on, pretty ever that's okay. So what the Rama's lashon here is that we must also kodem lechein loy kiems mitzvah shudas shlishis. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is true that you'll be yotze. It is, however, true that on erev Pesach shechal yos b'Shabbos, one of the options is because we go with other opinions who are more lenient in this, but it is. True to say, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo yotzei chavosoi. So this is, but you have to pick between all the choices. Yeah.
If you have two meals leil Shabbos, does that count?
No, I don't think so. No, you can't have two on Friday night and one Shabbos day.
Yeah,
No. Yeah, now, Rabbi Feingold, if Cotton Ches answered your question. Rabbi Feingold pointed out, and he says, one second here, what's going on? When did the Neshamas go back on to Shabbos? When did the Neshamas go back to Gehenim? When did they go back? They go back after Shabbos. So what's Pshat in the Lashon over here that the Ramah says, Bein Mincha L'Mayriv, that the Neshamas return to Gehenim between Mincha L'Mayriv? That's inaccurate. And indeed, Rabbi Feingold is right, because Mishnah Winsif Cotton Ches says, Tos Choyuz Roitzalemim, Tos Korayv Lizman Achzor L'Gehenim. He said, it's true, they don't go out, they don't return. The Neshamas don't return together in between Mincha L'Mayriv. They do return after Shabbos goes out. But it is close to the time of return. So it's inappropriate to... So the Ramah said, don't drink water between Mincha L'Mayriv, because that is the time just before the Neshamas return together. The Medrash says, whoever drinks water on Shabbos in the twilight period between Binash Moshes, which is just before the Neshamas return to Gehenim, kilu goizel kreiv of amesim. It's as if you'd be a goizel kreiv of amesim. It's as if you are goizel. You are stealing something away from the mesim. You are taking something away from them. So it's not. Wow. Why is drinking water? What does he say? Which number are you? Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so thank you very much, Rabbi Feingold, for pointing out to Dir Shu HaOra number 10, who explains the name of the Motcha, that before the Neshamas, Shekoidim Shechoizim HaMesim LeDinom, before the Mesim return to their judgment, in other words, to Gehenim if they deserve so, Shoisim and Maim, they will drink water. I cannot explain this, but that's what the Motcha says. I don't know how it works. I mean, apparently it is a hot place there. And so so maybe I can't explain it. I honestly don't know. And so therefore, so the Motcha says that, thank you, Rabbi Feingold, for pointing out, the Motcha seems to be saying, it's a Rishon. He says that by us drinking water, we're taking something away from them who wish to drink water at this point. I cannot explain this. This is beyond my knowledge. Yes.
Would that include not drinking soft drinks and Coke, which are really water?
What about soft drinks? So
they often have that as a Suda-shish.
Yeah. According to this opinion, as to whether it's specifically talking about water or not, I think it's true to say that it's specifically water.
Thank you.
But I thought it was the other way around, actually, that you're allowed to drink water at that time, but not soft drinks. If you haven't had soft drinks and you've benched, all the time you haven't made Havdalah, you can still drink water.
Yeah. So
you can't drink anything else. There's a different din somewhere else. It says that you can drink water, but you can't drink
nothing. Yeah.
Kind of
yeah, so you're right. In terms of Havdalah, there is that halacha. I don't know if Pshat is that we're Mikil or.
Unless that's up enough already.
Yeah, so maybe that's Pshat.
So my question is, if you washed for Shalas and now it's Benish Mushers, but you haven't benched yet, summer you can continue your meal and have whatever you want.
Yeah.
So this whole not drinking water is only after benching.
Clearly so. I just don't know if Pshat is that we are Mekel or Pshat is that according to this opinion it's fine as well. I'm not sure. I don't know if it works according to this opinion or not. I do not know. Yes, I'm not sure if that goes in line with his opinion or not. Yes. Yeah, so he brings Mekilim. The Ramah does bring Mekilim. He says that it's better to eat daven mincha and to eat afterwards. Yeah. Okay, let me just recap what we learned tonight. Maybe we'll follow on this tomorrow, Me'etz Hashem. We learned tonight, Simon Reish Tzadik, Seif Beis, who told us that Tamid Chomim showed on Shabbos day, learn less, and people who are engaging in parnasa during the week, they should learn on Shabbos more. Mishneh Berurah tells us that certainly when there is a public shir going on, a person shouldn't eat and shouldn't waste his time. We learned in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph that the halacha of Shalosh Shudas, it's nearly deraisa, but it's not mamash deraisa. It's learned from the Nevi'im, and a person in that chus will be saved from very great agonies. We learned also that the person doesn't have to, he should make a great effort of having Shalosh Shudas, but if it's causing a great tzar, he shouldn't do so. Person should be clever in terms of eating management, that he should have the right shir, that he should still be eating on Shalosh Shudas. We learned the right time for Shalosh Shudas after Mincha Gedola. Person eats before that, because Shulchan Aruch is not Yotze the Mitzvah. And then we learned it's interesting halacha of not drinking water after Mincha, because in the Shabbos return, after Motzei Shabbos return back to get him, as if we are stealing something from them. We'll complete this halacha tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.